Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. We thank you for listening to AFR. If you would like to send us an email, you can use this address, comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. I also want to encourage you to download our AFR app on your cell phone or your iPad or similar device. It takes about 60 seconds to download it, and then that way you can listen to AFR anywhere, on your phone or, as I say, on your tablet. And thousands of people take advantage of that to listen to us. We even have international listeners to AFR on the app, so take advantage of that.
We have an international clientele.
We do, but it's all legal.
Yes.
We have an international clientele who listen to American Family Radio.
Right.
All right, Steve Jordahl is with us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Last time I was at the dentist, I asked him to set my filling so that I could get American Family Radio in my teeth and in my head. Just comes in.
You hear really? You hear voices in your head, Steve?
You would be amazed.
Take the tinfoil cap off before we do the show here.
Yeah, I know. I've been told that before.
All right. What's the old saying? Just because I'm paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get me.
Right. That's right. That's right.
All right. Anything you want to add to what Fred told us about the hurricane?
No, the hurricane's still, it's progressing finally off of the Bahamas and looking like it's going to skirt the coast of Florida, Georgia. It might not even make land. The center of the storm might not even make landfall, but the winds that are pounding, they're already seeing it in Florida. And
storm
so
surge.
The storm surge and the winds that come with the bands that come off of this thing,
yeah,
is likely to rake the coast all the way up. Mm-hmm. It's down to a Category 2.
Right.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, it has been downgraded. So it looks like it's – I think we're missing the brunt of this.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to see pictures from the Bahamas after this.
They got pounded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just sat in ground.
A lot of the Bahamas, they depend on tourism. Bahamas, for the most part, is a Christian country. And I know that they have a presence at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention that we go to every year. At least the Bahamian Tourism Department usually has a booth and a display, and they try to attract.
Are they a British protectorate or?
That's a good question.
I think they're British.
Yeah. The Bahamas, and of course they get a lot of, as I say, they depend on tourism there, a lot of tourism in the Bahamas. All right, Steve.
A couple things that I wanted to bring up that happened over the weekend, the long weekend we had. We haven't had a chance to talk here, just so we know. There was a terrible accident on a boat off of an island on the Southern California, off of Los Angeles, the Santa Cruz Island. It was the boat called the Conception. It was a dive boat. It had about... It had exactly 30, where's the number? 36 people, I think, on board. And 25 are now dead after the boat caught fire. 9 are still missing. 5 got off. So it's a sad day for many, many families in California as they look for reason in where there is none. They don't know. They still don't know what set the fire. What caused the fire?
And they were down in the kind of the hold.
They were down in the hole, and so
and there's no way out. Right?
There was one staircase that led out, and so and it was apparently a fast moving fire. Somebody on the boat was able to call the Coast Guard, and they called and said, "Hey, we're having trouble." And just this is a little bit of what the Coast Guard how they replied after they talked back and forth once or twice, and then what you heard is this.
Vessel in distress, Coast Guard Sector Los Angeles, Roger, you have 29 persons on board and you can't breathe. What is your current GPS position? Over. Vessel in distress, Coast Guard Sector Los Angeles on Channel 16. What is your GPS position? Over. Vessel in distress, Coast Guard Sector Los Angeles on Channel 16.
So they just weren't answering anymore.
It's very sad. It's one of those. I don't know. There's no. Most people say there's no real good way to go. But man, being in the hull of a boat that's on fire, you can't get out. That's a horrifying
families,
end for those
there was
people.
A 16-year-old girl who was with her parents celebrating her birthday on a dive trip. Just a tough one. And then from Odessa, Texas, on Friday, I think it was, a gentleman whose name is 36-year-old Seth Ator, I'm not sure how to pronounce the last name, A-T-O-R, he commandeered a postal truck. He got fired from his job. I think he got pulled over for a traffic stop, pointed a gun out the window, started firing, killed one of the police officers, I believe, and then sped on down the road, commandeered a postal truck, killed the postal worker. It ended up after the day was done that seven were killed and many injured after he targeted. He was shooting at random people as he was driving. The police said there were 15 crime scenes. And those killed were between 15 and 57 years old. And it's just another shooting, another senseless shooting. And so everyone's kind of recoiling again after another shooting.
And this was Saturday.
Saturday.
He was killed outside an Odessa movie theater on Saturday. Now, my understanding is, and I don't know how to pronounce this either, Seth Ator, that the weapon he had was obtained illegally. Now, the reason I mention this is a tragedy no matter what, but immediately following these shootings, the left will go to the gun narrative.
And we will see that in a second. But
okay, all right, yes. Go ahead.
So he had failed a background check. He was not allowed to purchase this weapon, but he got it illegally, as you say, and he used it. And it was one of those assault-type rifles, an AK-type rifle.
Let me just say this, too. Yes, there was another shooting story that didn't get the national attention that this one did. But this happened in Mobile, Alabama.
And, I hadn't heard this.
Yeah, and it was a 17-year-old. He was arrested for shooting 10 people. Now, I don't think anybody died, but this was at a high school football game on Friday night. And so it was 10 people. Happened in Mobile. The victims ranged from 15 to 18, so that could have been a lot worse. You know, there could have been multiple people dead there. But anyway, that happened as well.
So we do have a spate of shootings, and as people that I've been talking to as I cover these stories, the people I talk to say we have a spiritual problem. A lot of people want to do something, and some people are saying that we need to look at gun control. It's a fair argument, I think. You should be able to talk about whether that would be effective or not. I want you to hear from one of our presidential candidates. This is Beto O'Rourke, who said in Charlottesville, Virginia, he was taking a question. The question is a little hard to hear. I'm going to read you you're going to hear this. This is what the reporter is asking, and then you're going to hear his response. The reporter
asks.
Are you talking
about 1% Beto now?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
The reporter asks, how do you address the fear that the government is going to take away those assault rifles if you're talking about buybacks? This is cut two.
How do you address the fears that the government is going to take away those assault rifles, as you call them, if you're talking about buybacks and banning?
Yeah. So I want to be really clear that that's exactly what we're going to do. Americans who own AR-15s, AK-47s, will have to sell them to the government. We're not going to allow them to stay on our streets, to show up in our communities.
The government is going to take your gun, your AR-type rifles. Now, he didn't say all semi-automatic guns. He said assault rifle-type rifles. But the only thing that makes that type of a rifle different is the way it's laid out. The way it looks. It's a 22 or another caliber, the same as you would have in a hunting rifle of any kind. So
right, the mechanics. Now, I'm I do own firearms. I want to say, I'm not a quote unquote gun person, in that I can talk guns with people. But this subject does interest me. Mm-hmm. So my understanding is a semi-automatic weapon is one that when you fire it, the mechanism in the gun feeds another round into the chamber so you can pull the trigger again. One trigger, one round, another one, as long as you have a magazine in it.
It's automatically loaded in.
It is automatically loaded. An automatic weapon is one where you can pull the trigger and hold it, and it continually fires.
And then the other side of that is a single shot where you have to manually feed a bullet in every time, and perhaps the bolt action.
Like these old bolt action rifles from World War I and II.
Put a bullet in, you fire it.
And you have to load it yourself, manually load it. Okay, so my understanding is that when someone like Beto O'Rourke is talking about an AR-15, people say, oh, that's an assault. AR stands for assault rifle. It doesn't.
No.
It stands for Armalite, which I think is the company that makes it. So when he says these AR rifles, assault rifles, you know, we're going to take these away from people. My understanding, you correct me if I'm wrong, automatic weapons are already severely restricted.
Automatic weapons are illegal. Except for the military and maybe police.
Okay. So when he says these assault rifles, he's talking about semi-automatic weapons, which includes everything, basically, right?
Well, the devil's in the details.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I mean, a hunting rifle could be semi-automatic.
It could be. The question was asked of him, what you're going to do to take away the assault rifles.
Right.
And his answer was, the AR-type rifles, you're going to have to sell them back to the government. We're not going to let you keep them anymore. Now, it's very likely that he has no better expertise on guns than you or I, or maybe not even as much as you or I, and he thinks that these weapons that are laid out to look like military rifles are unique in some way other than the way they appear. He might not know what he's talking about, but he's putting something out there saying that at least for some guns, you're going to have to, there's a confiscation coming if he's elected.
Yeah, he's calling it a buyback, and of course the government would give you money for it, but it's confiscation because you have no choice.
Right.
Right. You will not have a choice on it.
Well, that's the position of most of the Democrat presidential candidates. I mean, that kind of position.
I haven't heard anyone say a forced buyback, but I would think that they would be open to that.
Yeah,
he's the first one I've heard say you can't have a semi-automatic rifle.
So now what's going to happen is the reporters are going to go and ask every Democrat, do you support Beto O'Rourke's buyback? And they're going to have to say yes if they want to hang with
with AOCs the cool kid.
Of the party. Right.
Yeah.
So I just keep in mind, if you own a gun.
The left, let me just say, the left's getting scary, okay? I mean, they really are in terms of our civil rights in this country. We talked about in the first
and
hour.
Our constitutional rights.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, constitutional rights. In the first hour, we talked about the DNC meeting this summer in August, where they passed a resolution basically saying your religious freedoms, your religious liberties cannot be used to take away quote-unquote civil rights. What they're talking about was LGBTQ people. Okay, so the left now threatening, at least with Beto O'Rourke, but I agree that, raise your hand if you agree with the forced buyback and confiscation, Beto O'Rourke, these Democrats are going to raise their hand. This left continues to head towards full-on socialism and communism.
If they could get away with it, they would repeal the first 10 amendments, or they would repeal the Bill of Rights.
Except what allows them to make their movies and, you know.
Yeah, what I'm saying is these secular left people, they view their cause as I said before, I'm using a word about secularism, but for them it's a righteous mission. And people, this has been fleshed out in politics in the last 3 years, because they believe that folks who support Donald Trump, for example, are the equivalent of Nazis.
Right.
And, or KKK. You cannot support President Trump. That's why they want to dox people who financially write checks to
right.
the Trump campaign, because they want to go after them.
Yes.
In all kind of ways. And so that's why you don't read these stories very much in the broad mass media. It doesn't get very much attention, folks, but there are people that I can name you at least 10 probably incidences the last couple, 3 months, where people just wearing a Trump hat were attacked, physically attacked. Now, had they been wearing a Democrat hat or an Obama hat and they were attacked, just one of those, that's what Jesse Smollett was trying to do. He was trying to say he was attacked by MAGA people, and that was supposed to, you know, stir a race war in America. I guess he had hope. I don't know what he was hoping for. I guess that's what he was hoping for.
He's hoping for some publicity, I think.
Huh? Well, he said it was MAGA. They were screaming MAGA. Remember that? And they were wearing MAGA hats.
In the bastion, the conservative bastion of Chicago.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, these people on the left, they don't view us as people with different ideas or different belief systems. They think we are the problem with humanity.
Yes.
And so they that's why they want to, they don't, if they could have their way, they don't believe in the Second Amendment. Really.
I agree with
they
you.
They basically believe in a European model, take away
yes.
all the guns.
I believe.
And they would if they, and they would if they, and they would if they could.
Yes.
So that's the reason they say anytime religious freedom, the constitutional right guaranteed by of religious freedom, conflicts with what they view as the LGBT or other causes come in conflict, your religious First Amendment rights do not carry any weight.
Right.
So they don't agree with that either.
Right.
So that's when I say the secular left, the lefties, they would take away the constitutional rights we have if they could. And they've been doing a real good job with federal judges
right.
over the last, but that's turning around now with President Trump. And that's why they cannot stand President Trump, and they cannot stand people who support him because they view it as we're inhibiting their march to a liberal utopia, so to speak. All right, next up, Steve.
Well, the rest of the presidential candidates are hoping you don't pay much attention to what Beto and the rest want to take away from you. Bernie Sanders is offering more free stuff. He came out this week with another promise. I want you to hear what he had to say with Cut One.
In another piece of legislation that we're going to be offering, we will eliminate medical debt in this country. I mean, I just stop and think for a second. Why should people be placed in financial duress? For what crime did you commit? You had a serious illness? All right. That is not what this country should be about.
First of all, I don't think debt just happens because you commit a crime.
Right.
But it is figured by Axios that could total $81 billion in existing past due medical debt. But he wasn't just talking about past due medical debt. He's talking about all medical debt and future medical debt. Remember, medicine's going to be free.
That's gonna resonate with some people right there.
Except if you're a doctor.
Yeah, I know, but
no. Why would a doctor care?
Yeah, why would a doctor care if all of a sudden everything he has to do for free?
Well, our hospital.
No.
I don't know.
Oh, has to do for free.
What I understood him to be saying was not that, but
right.
rather we will wipe out current debt. For it goes along with the single payer, free medical care for everybody. What Bernie Sanders is a true believer. You know, he's been this way for his whole career. He's a communist. Now he's not a communist in a Joseph Stalin type way. I don't believe he believes in
gulags
and murders, those kinds of things. But he does believe in state control. Which he does believe in the state control of the business sector in America. That's what he's pushing for, and that's why he cites Cuba and Venezuela and the former Soviet Union. And he was even commenting China, commending them the other day. So now we all know
they help poor people in China.
Yes, we all know that one thing leads to another and they're connected. That is, communism is totalitarianism. Show me where it isn't. All right. And totalitarianism leads to the police state, right? But Bernie Sanders would say, I'm not for a police state, but he was.
You know, no, they don't like police. It's a government state.
Right, right. But what I'm saying is, the moral argument that he makes there, without going any deeper than he did, does resonate with a lot of people. That is to say, why should you lose your everything you've worked for in your life because you get sick?
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
I think that way.
Well, I do too.
Who doesn't think that's unfair? But at the same time, you have to dig a little deeper, and you have to say, well, do you have insurance?
Right.
Did you do anything to prevent this catastrophic medical situation from happening to you? I don't know. It's a difficult moral question sometimes. When you're talking about medicine. And you're talking about health care, it's different than any other, quote, commodity out there. Because how do you put a value on human life, right? Or quality of life, for that matter. When somebody, if you got some kind of disease, you don't care how much it costs to, you don't say, well, you know what, can't afford it, guess I'll just have to die.
Right.
You know, or it's your family member. You don't say, well, how much is this cancer treatment going to cost?
Right.
We just can't afford it, Dad.
We're going to go with acupuncture.
We're going to have to let we're going to have to let you, whatever happens.
Yeah.
Nobody says that. No. People say I don't care what it costs. I want the best medical treatment for my for either myself or for my family member. Because why? Because human life is invaluable. So I think I'm philosophizing somewhat here. To say that when Bernie Sanders talks about these kinds of things in the way he did, he's easily mocked there, because you have to pay for something, and he doesn't factor in how do you do that. He just says, people shouldn't have to lose their homes because they get sick. I'm just saying that does resonate with a lot of voters. That's why he has 50% of the Democrat Party, that and other things.
I think fixing the medical system is going to entail some transparency. Some Republicans have been forwarding this idea that you see what everything costs. In other words, there's no reason when I go in for an MRI that it should cost $5,000 or whatever it does. I mean, in the thousands of dollars. You know, the machine, yes, it has to be paid for and everything, but the hospital has several of people that come through and they can, portion that out. And amortize that out. But the fact that there's thousands and thousands of dollars that go flying back between my insurance and my doctor and everything, and none of it affects me, so I don't care.
Right.
If all the insurance wants to charge me is $100 for my MRI, to me, that costs $100, even though
it's... Yeah, but when your health insurance keeps going up and up...
That's exactly it.
You do care.
Well, you don't notice. It's the frog in the kettle thing. Because it goes up little by little. You don't know that you don't realize.
I want to know who puts a frog in a kettle anyway.
Have you ever had frog legs? Is that an Italian delicacy?
Frog in a kettle.
That's disgusting.
And the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon, Ed. Have you never heard that nursery rhyme?
Huh? Must have missed that one.
Yeah, Harry Chapin.
I didn't go to nursery school.
He made it a song.
We couldn't afford it. We were too busy paying for our medical bills.
All right. Thank you for joining us on the program today, everybody. Steve, thank you.
My pleasure.
Brent, thank you. Ed and Fred, I want to thank them. Sandy and who else joined us?
Frank Turek.
We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Have a great day.